Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast as we continue on in a message I've entitled Choosing Sides. And we've been looking at events that occurred in the life of good King Jehoshaphat, found in, well, it actually begins in 2 Chronicles, the 17th chapter, but we were looking yesterday at the first few verses in chapter 18. Now, as far as background, Jehoshaphat was a godly king. His father Asa gave him the throne as he went to be with his fathers, and he passed away. And Asa had set a good example, but Jehoshaphat did the right things. He sought the Lord, and he encouraged the people to seek the Lord, had the law taught, and he was greatly blessed. And in chapter 18, it says Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab, who was the wicked king of Israel. And how could I say that? Well, if you know the history of ancient Israel, you would readily agree. But it says, actually, in verse 4 of chapter 17, Jehoshaphat sought to the Lord God of his father, and walked in his commandments, and not after the doings of Israel, the customs of Israel, because they had departed from the Lord. They'd served Balaam, and there was all manner of things that grieved God's heart because of their unwillingness to walk in fellowship with their Creator. And so basically, when Jehoshaphat went to visit Ahab, there was a great feast. Ahab requests, "Will you go to war with me against Ramoth-Gilead?" And he said, "Absolutely. My people are your people. I am one with you." And then Jehoshaphat asked for a prophet. "Let's inquire of the Lord." And so the 400 prophets that Ahab had all were in one accord, prophesied good. And yet Jehoshaphat didn't seem quite content with that. He said, "Is there yet a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?" And the reason I'm sharing this is because in the days in which we are living, beloved, it is extremely important we have the discernment of the Holy Ghost. It is absolutely imperative that we know the Word of God, that we understand God's mind, we understand His precepts, His principles. And why I'm sharing this obscure lesson, you might say, out of the Old Testament, what's that have to do with us today? Well, he was a good king, and he was deceived in his heart, doing what seemed to be a good thing, because he was reaching out to a blood relation. They were all, you know, they were Jews. I mean, there wasn't, you know, a kingdom was divided, but nonetheless, they all had the same forefathers, if you will. And so he thought he was doing a good thing, reaching out for unity and one accord. And I have seen prominent names in the body of Christ, well-known ministries that are reaching out to those of another group who name the name of Christ, but whose actual doctrines are diametrically opposed to the Word of God. And to me, I find such things shocking. How could you possibly align yourself? Well, it's possible if you don't have the mind of Christ, because that's what good King Jehoshaphat did. He aligned himself with Ahab. And regardless of what his motives were, regardless of what he thought it was, you know, whatever good thing, he's saying, you know, I'm absolutely one with you. And so he inquires of Ahab. He said, "Don't you have any more prophets?" And so, well, yes, he says, you know, can you just imagine Jehoshaphat standing there with his arms kind of folded, maybe together, looking at Ahab? And he said, "Yeah, there is one. His name is Micaiah, but I don't like him. I hate him because he never prophesies anything good to me." And, you know, that's a way a lot of people are today. They don't want to hear the hard sayings of what Jesus said. Jesus said, as I opened this week, you know, if you love father or mother or children more than me, you're not worthy of me. You know, he said, any man that puts his hand to the plow and looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom. I mean, I didn't say those words. I'm just telling you what's recorded in the Word of God, in the Gospels, of what Jesus had to say. Now, as I said, does that mean we hate our relatives? I hate our parents, hate our children? Of course not. But he was making a point that our love for God had to be the first and most important priority in their lives. And so many today, they're watering down the Word of God. They are backing off the gifts of the Spirit, even in full gospel circles, the power of God or the supernatural working of God. You know, if you do that, you fit in really good. Beloved, what they want to do is rob you and get you to do what God did not say to do, but what man says is appealing, what man says is, quote, loving or compromising. We're just, you know, you got to compromise to some measure to get along. Well, that is not what God's word said. Jesus said in John 3, 4, and 5, my sheep hear my voice, and none other will they follow. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, there's yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah. But Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Now, we see in verse 9, the king of Israel, the king of Judah were sitting on their thrones, each of them arrayed in their regal robes at the threshing floor at the gate of Samaria, and all of the prophets were prophesying before him. Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, made horns of iron for himself and says, thus says the Lord, with this you shall gore the Arameans till they are consumed. And basically all the other prophets said the same thing. Now, the messenger who went to get Micaiah the prophet said to him, behold, now the words of the prophets are uniformly favorable to the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak favorably. And you know, doesn't that sound just loving and all-embracing? Beloved, that's what the devil is trying to get God's men and women to do today, to preach the same thing, a watered-down fallen deception and doctrines from demons, if you will, things that come straight out of the pit of hell, to stop God's children from preaching the whole Word of God. The devil doesn't want you to know who you are in Christ Jesus, that we've been called with a high calling, with a holy calling. The devil doesn't want you to know that you are an overcomer. He doesn't want you to know that you have power with the Lord and that you can ask of the Lord anything in his name and he'll do it. You know, just because there may be, you know, thank God for the gift, the office of prophet, the gift of prophecy, but if they're unavailable, you can't reach him, what are you going to do? You better know how to get a hold of the prophet of all the ages, and his name is Jesus. You better know how to pray, how to get a hold of God for yourself. What if your pastor's not available? You need to have a relationship with God that is unique, that is based on the love that God has for you and your love for him. And so, what am I saying? We can't look at man. We can't get our eyes on flesh or listen to those who just pipe, you know, a good and sweet and loving message, not unless if it conforms to the Word of God. Beloved, you know, some might try to tell you if you're walking in faith, you're not going to have any battles. You won't have troubles. That's not what God's Word said. Look at what Paul went through. If there was ever a man who sacrificed and gave his life for the gospel, most of the New Testament was written by him. He endured great affliction. In fact, when God called him, he said, I'm going to show you the many things he must suffer for my namesake. Let me tell you, beloved, you need to hear the word of the Lord. And God's word says, be ye separate. He says, come ye out of her, my people. God says, I want you to love me with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, with all of your strength, with everything that you are. The world says, you know, you don't have to be, don't be fanatic. You have to be ready to serve God as devotedly as, you know, some would tell you. I mean, you need to be appealing. You have to, you know, make yourself God. You know, even Paul said, "I make myself all things to all men." Well, no, he was not referring to sin. We cannot compromise with the world or with sin or with the devil and expect God's blessings upon it. And so this messenger came to Micaiah. Micaiah came in, and the messenger said, "You know, I want you to tell you something. You're getting ready to go into the very kings of Judah and Israel. These are very influential people. They're sitting on their thrones. And, you know, I've heard a little rumor about you, Micaiah, that you're a troublemaker. You have a tendency to upset everybody. You have a tendency to not tiptoe around. We've heard you prophesy, and it's not always favorable. So, sir, we want to ask you, at least just this one time, because the king of Judah is here, since there's 400 prophets out there and they're all saying the same thing, would you just cooperate and be supportive? 400 of them. And, you know, beloved, that is so easy to follow the reasoning and the logic of man. And, you know, that's why God says, my ways aren't your ways, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. His heavens are high above the earth so far, his ways, his thoughts than our thoughts. That's why we have to know God's word. That's why he's given us the Bible, so we can understand the will of God. And I know this, you know, may not be just, you know, make you all feel warm and cuddly, but beloved, it's in the word of God. And Jehoshaphat was a good king, a king that was blessed of God because he sought him. And yet he was not wise enough, he was not discerning enough to realize what he was doing when he made an affinity with Ahab. And beloved, many are doing that today. And so I'm preaching this so we can be aware and that we will not fall into the same trap, because the spirit of truth is the spirit of discernment, and he will not allow us to be deceived. I believe that as we fully understand and unite our hearts to fear God. Well, my time is gone, and I will continue and pick this up on tomorrow's broadcast. However, as always, I invite you to write if you have prayer needs, or if you're in a situation you don't have wisdom and you're not certain what to do. Brother Glass always used to say, when in doubt, don't. Wait on God. He'll show you. The announcer will give our contact information, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.